What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll celebrate the August birthday of the late Sarah McLawler, one of the most unique musicians to emerge from the Avenue scene. During her long career in music, Sarah had success as a vocalist and jazz organist. Let's start this week's show with her signature song, Red Light, which showcases her work as an organist and vocalist. Recorded in 1953, this is Sarah McLawler with Red Light.
Well, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Red light!
That was the Naptown organist and vocalist, Sarah McLawler, with Red Light. Sarah was born in Louisville, Kentucky, on August the 9th, 1926. Her parents divorced during her early childhood, and when her mother died in 1936, Sarah moved to Indianapolis with her father, Reverend B.W. McLawler, a pastor at the Corinthian Baptist Church. Sarah received her first training in music from the church's organist and musical director, Vestorine Slaughter. Sarah recalled studying with Vestorine during a 2011 interview for the Sissy Gamache Show.
I was fortunate enough that the minister of music at my father's church, her name was Vestorine Slaughter, and I used to play for Sunday school. I was just playing, and she asked me who was my teacher. And I said, well, I don't have a teacher. So those days, people were very, very together, you know,
right,
and concerned about each other. I don't think they are too much today. But she says, I'm going to speak to your father because you must take music lessons.
Yes.
And she spoke to my father and told him, this child needs to take music lessons. And so my father said, well, all right, Miss Lawton. So she became my music teacher. And she was a great influence on me. She was an excellent, excellent musician. She got her doctorate in music. But years later, when I was in New York, I used to browse through the old bookstalls and record players and records and all that. And I came across a book that she had written. I was browsing through the music books and everything and found a book written by her, Vestorine Slaughter.
Sarah studied music at Christmas Attucks High School and the Jordan Conservatory. After graduating from Attucks in 1943, Sarah left Indianapolis to attend college at Nashville's Fisk University. Sarah made her first recording for Premium Records in 1950 and will listen to both sides of her debut single now. This is Sarah McLawler with My Whole Life Through and It's the truth, so help me.
My whole life through, I'll be grateful just for you, just you. My whole life through, I'll do anything for you. Like I ain't got no friends in this lonesome old place.
That was Sarah McLawler with It's the Truth, So Help Me. On this week's show, we're celebrating Sarah's August birthday. In 1951, Sarah signed to Cincinnati's famous Keen Records label. Let's listen to Sarah's debut single for the label. First, we'll hear I Can't Stop Loving You, followed by I Gotta Have You.
Gotta be you for me.
That was Sarah McLawler with I Gotta Have You, issued by King Records in 1951. Sarah had a fruitful partnership with King, issuing a series of classic R&B recordings for the label. Up next, we'll hear four tracks Sarah recorded at King Records in 1952. Love, Sweet Love, Ready, Willing, and Able, I'm Just Another One in Love with You, and Romance in the Dark.
Ooh, add another leaf to
to the leaves on a tree. Add another note to a sweet melody. Now one more doesn't make any difference. I'm just another one in love with you. Nothing but the beat of my poor heart in the dark.
Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from Sarah McLawler after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the August birthday of the late Sarah McLawler, one of the most unique musicians to emerge from the Avenue scene. During her long career in music, Sarah had success as a vocalist and jazz organist. Sarah cut her first session as an organist for Brunswick Records in 1953. And we'll hear that record now. This is Sarah McLawler with "You're a Fool Again" and "Blues for Rex."
Although you left me with only the blues, after all, something inside of me makes me want to be your fool again.
That was the Naptown organist and vocalist, Sarah McLawler, with "Blues for Rex." Sarah was among the first generation of jazz musicians to perform on the organ. She recalled her pioneering work as an organist during a 2011 interview for the Sissy Gamage Show.
The 40s and the 50s, that was the big band era. And so that's why the organ became so popular, because people missed that big band sound, that swinging sound. The people missed that, so the organ took the place of that. And that's why a lot of us started playing the organ. Wild Bill Davis, I give him credit. Of course, Fats Waller started it with the church, but he started with the organ, and then Wild Bill Davis, and then it was myself, Bill Doggett. So many of us started at the same time. And they said we were crazy, you know. And then the younger people came in, like Shirley Scott and Jimmy Smith. But we were the old thing, and then they said, well, like, we were kind of old-timey. But we believe in swing, you know.
Let's hear another classic track featuring Sarah's work as a vocalist and organist. From 1953, this is Sarah McLawler with "Tired of Crying for You."
tired of crying over you. Well, night after night I stay home. Won't take the time to telephone. Hello. One day you'll call and I'll be gone, Daddy. So tired of crying over you.
That was Sarah McLachlan with Tired of Crying for You. In 1953, Sarah's life and music took a new direction. That was the year she began working with her future husband, violinist Richard Otto. From this point on, Sarah recorded exclusively with Richard Otto. Let's listen to their debut single together. This is Sarah McLachlan and Richard Otto with Yesterdays. That was Sarah McLachlan and Richard Otto with Yesterdays. Sarah shared her memories of Richard Otto during a 2011 interview for the Sissy Gamage Show.
And of course, when you come out with something new, and of course, my deceased husband, of course, I'm happily married again, but my deceased husband, the violinist, Richard Otto, we put the organ and the violin together. People said we were crazy. We were criticized by the critics, but the people loved what we were doing. People still called me up. A guy called me up the other day, asked me where could they get those records that Richard Otto and I made, We Bring You Love, We Bring You Swing, At the Break of Day. Those records are still selling, especially in Europe. And people still call and ask for those records because it was a different kind of sound.
In 1959, Richard and Sarah released their debut LP together. The album was titled We Bring You Swing and was issued on the VJ Records label. Let's listen to a track from that album now. This is Caravan. That was Sarah McLachlan and Richard Otto with Caravan. On this week's show, we're celebrating the August birthday of Sarah McLachlan. Sarah and Richard made their last known recording together in July of 1975, and we'll end this week's show with two tracks from this rare unreleased tape. Recorded live at Carnegie Hall for the Newport Jazz Festival. This is Theme from Shaft and Red Light. Thank you.
I've got a guy that lives up on a hill. I've got a guy that lives up on a hill. That fool tried to quit me off, but I love him still. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, red light. Well, baby, I'm going away to leave you by yourself. Well, baby, I'm going away to leave you by yourself. You mistreat me once, but you won't mistreat nobody else.
That's all the time we have for this week. Thanks for tuning in for this special birthday tribute to Sarah McLawler, one of the most unique musicians to emerge from the Avenue scene. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two. Two. When you get lonesome and want to have some fun, fun. When you get lonesome and want to have some fun.